Howdy there, another episode of In Case You Missed It. The number one podcast in the world. World. Okay, it's not, but it sounded good. It sounded pretty cool. This morning we talked about the funny reviews people leave on Amazon. If you can't find it on Amazon, it doesn't exist. There's literally everything, and right now, with all the cyber sales, everything's going for crazy low deals, right?
Right. They have it all.
So as people buy stuff and they get it, then they leave reviews of the product so everyone else can see them. And some really funny reviews. People are funny. First off, some of the products that they're reviewing are funny. The Hutzler 571 Banana Slicer. This is a yellow object. It looks like a banana, and it's got little slits down through the whole thing to cut it. So you push it down on the banana, and it cuts the banana into slices. Here are some of the reviews.
The invention I've been waiting my life for.
What can I say about the 571B banana slicer that hasn't already been said about the wheel, penicillin, or the iPhone? Here's another one for the banana slicer.
Okay, let's hear it.
Gone are the days of biting off slice-sized chunks of banana and spitting them onto a serving tray.
You say bye to those days.
Next on my wish list is a kitchen tool for dividing frozen water into cube-sized chunks.
The ice tray?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The Hutzler 571 banana slicer, as shown in the picture, the slices is curved from left to right, but all of my bananas are bent the other way.
Well, they law.
All right, there's some other great products in here. There is the Accoutrements Horse Head Mask. First review, it's not big enough to completely cover a horse's head, and it doesn't provide enough airflow for them either. There is a book about how to avoid huge ships. Dan reviewed it. He said, I read this book before going on vacation, and I couldn't find my cruise liner in port. Vacation ruined.
Wow. Well,
first off, I can't believe there's a book called How to Avoid Huge Ships. Mm-mm. Wouldn't that be a short book?
It'd be a short book.
Hey, look, there's a huge ship.
Let's avoid that.
Let's go the other way. The end. Now, kids, if you're listening, you'd really pay attention to this next part. You got to know where your parents hide the gifts, right?
If you want to sneak and see what's in them.
I got this survey here, and it pretty much spills the beans.
Yeah, thinking back as a kid.
I think it's fun as a kid and it's fun as an adult. That's just a good game of hide and seek, really.
It's fun to seek them, you're right. And then try to open them to where your parents didn't know that you had peeked inside.
See, that's the trick. Finding them was pretty easy. Opening them without opening them, difficult. I mean, you got to use science on that.
Right.
Because you don't have a lot of time. It's like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
It is, yeah, kid CSI.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Now, a survey, they just ask what's the most common place where parents are hiding presents this year. So listen up, kids.
Here you go, kids. Free inside information.
The first places you should look for your presents are the closet, their closet, in their room.
Yeah, I got a point. You never went into mom and dad's closet.
Never did. I did, to look for presents.
Well, you know, you went secretly, but I mean, there was things.
Oh, no, you didn't go boldly to their closet. No, you had to wait for the perfect opportunity. That's number one spot. Under the bed comes in at number two.
You don't ever look under the bed, but that was where mom and dad would hit.
Because that's where, I mean, I looked everywhere. I wasn't a kid that was not going to go look for my gifts. I was looking.
That may be why, like the booger man under the bed myth started, was to keep kids from looking under the bed.
Yeah, because there's no booger man.
Uh-uh.
In the attic comes in third, and the sneakiest one of all, kids, and listen to this. And if your parents have a smug face right now, it's because they hid your gift at your grandparents' house.
Ah,
that happened to me once. Fooled.
You don't think of that.
I was fooled. My mom had wrapped a huge box and hit it, like to where I couldn't really open it, but it was huge. I thought, I am getting something big for Christmas.
You couldn't wait.
Couldn't wait. Well, it comes time for Christmas, and it's not the big box anymore. It's what she really got me, that it was hidden at my grandparents' house.
Oh, deception.
So that has happened to me, kids, so be on the lookout at your grandparents' house, too.
I'll give parents this one, and I'll say this is my think out loud hiding spot, what I'm going with. If I were hiding and looking at this generation, hide them under the push mower. ain't none of these kids looking under the push mower nothing.
At my age, I wouldn't have been looking under there either.
See?
If you're listening to this podcast to find out how long it would take to pass a Lego, like if you ate one, how long would it take to make the full trip? Well, you're in luck because we found that out this morning.
Good. Boy, this show here just kind of takes a right and then a left and then just goes down real fast, don't it? And then it goes up.
Well, the story is, the headline on it says.
And then it takes a right.
Scientists swallow Legos to find out how long it takes to pass them. Now, that doesn't sound like something scientists would do. That sounds like something we'd talk Tony into doing, doesn't it?
Remember that year? Yeah, you made me eat one of them Whopper sandwiches.
That's right, yeah.
And y'all, I had to
update. To see if it turned the color.
I had to update the crew on how things were going.
In case you want to know, the answer is 1.7 days.
To pass a Lego piece?
To pass a Lego, yeah. Now,
did they say what piece? I've just got to ask.
I'm not sure. They swallow different types of pieces. In fact, they lost a Lego head. So, one of the researchers has a Lego head in them somewhere.
Wow.
I can't wait for it.
Had to walk into the bathroom when he got done.
Yeah. With Lego head?
Yeah, Lego. Hey, excuse me, sir.
No, they lost it.
It disappeared.
Yeah, they don't know where it is.
Oh, my gosh. The human body won't digest a human Lego head.
No, either that or he's going to turn into a Lego. Like eating a watermelon seed. That's got to be what's going to happen, right?
We can mess some kids' minds up with that right there.
I think I've already told everyone that I swallowed I swallowed a feather and it made the full ride.
Through
That's
you.
All I'll say. It, yes.
Your mom and dad had to sit there. Mm-hmm. I remember the feather story.
Yeah, and I also swallowed. I think it was a dime or a nickel or something. I was real bad about wanting to put stuff in the toilet, man. I'd flush my mom's keys.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what.
That's a terrible kid. Eating stuff, flushing my parents' stuff.
Any kid who could swallow a dime and then pop out two nickels.
If you can make change. Our dumb debate this morning was about your favorite fast food condiments. Lots of Arby's, lots of Zaxby sauce.
Ketchup not included. That one's too easy.
And a few Taco Bells. Lots of Burger King, too, which I never thought Burger King was like the condiment capital of the world, but they have every kind, it seems.
It was surprising.
So one of Tony's favorites, horsey sauce from Arby's. I'm a big believer in that. And lots of great comments and lots of great calls, too.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, guys, I'll tell you what. I'm with Tony. That horsey sauce.
Yeah.
And you can mix it. A buddy of mine in England, he sent me some Coleman's mustard. You can get it in the
Coleman state. Mustard?
Coleman.
Coleman's.
Either or. Either or.
I don't think that's a sauce I'd eat, Mike.
You're sick, man.
I'm out on that. This morning, we also had a brand new social media theater.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Today's Social Media Theater comes from one of those Facebook neighborhood pages where you keep up with everybody in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I luckily don't have one of those for my neighborhood.
I don't live in a neighborhood.
Well, I don't either.
I'm grateful that I don't have
one. Me too. And I'm especially grateful that there's no, Facebook page dedicated to where I live.
Hear, hear, my friend.
Because I've got a dog I'd like to complain about.
you want to do that here real quick?
No, I'm good. Carrie starts this off on the neighborhood Facebook page, and Well, it goes downhill for Carrie and everybody else in the neighborhood.
There goes the neighborhood.
You ready, Tony?
Yeah, ready.
You'll play Carrie. I'll play Carrie's neighbors, Pam and Melissa and Jason.
All
I'm
going to
play Jason because, well, it's my name. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Carrie, be careful. There's a pothole on the corner that just got my tire.
Pam, that picture of your tire looks terrible. I saw that pothole yesterday. Thanks for the warning. Melissa, excuse me. Please look less slutty in your next pick. We like real people here who do not try to tease our men.
Carrie, what the hell? Slutty, I'm changing a tire.
Melissa, in your tight jeans.
Pam.
Whoa, stop this. There's nothing slutty about changing a tire. Melissa, unless you're just trying to get attention.
Carrie, if you are so concerned, tell your man not to look at my derriere.
Jason. Wow, that tire looks shot. Do you need some help? I could stop by on my way home.
Carrie. No thanks, I already got it.
Melissa. Jason, you do not have time to stop. We have to be at my mother's by 3.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
The best country lyric that was never written.
Ever.
And this one's like a public service announcement, kinda.
Yeah.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Never kiss a woman who has a bleeding cold sore or a hairy lip wart.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
Tony had a word of the day for us.
Here, feel free to use it.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Maternal paracrackaplegic. A maternal paracrackaplegic is a mother who had a child that stepped on a crack, so it broke the mother's back and she never walked again. Maternal paracrackaplegic.
That's Tony's word of the day. And, of course, we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
This couple deserves credit for stepping up when nobody else would.
All right, let's have it.
Karen and Tyrone Mack live outside Washington, D.C. They're both 55 years old. All their kids are grown up and out of the house.
Ah, freedom, freedom.
So a few years ago, they thought life was getting easier. Because them kids was gone.
Got them raised.
But Tyrone has a niece with a serious drug problem who also struggles with mental illness. And 3 years ago, her kids were about to be taken away from her.
Oh, no.
Her five kids range from five. Just keep that in mind. Five kids, age and range from 2 years old to 10 years old. She couldn't take care of them anymore. They were all going to end up in foster care, meaning they would have been split up. So five kids split up.
Different places.
Not a good situation.
No, that far apart from each other.
Karen and Tyrone didn't want this to happen, though. So instead, they took all five kids.
Going to be parents again?
And now they've dedicated their lives to raising them. It wasn't just Tyrone's decision, either. Karen wanted to do it, too. So as a couple, they said, let's take these kids. We've done it before. Let's do it again.
Worked their butts off to get to a point where they could relax, and they said no.
Tyrone says their family needed them, so they stepped up, and it's just that simple. And this past Saturday, they made things official by adopting all five kids.
Well, if I don't...
Man, that's a...
Woo, that's strong stuff right there. That's beautiful.
What a great two people there. Karen and Tyrone Mack, you are real good. Thanks for listening. We really, 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 really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Be sure to tell all your friends about the Jason and Tony podcast. This has been
In Case You Missed It.